From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Makel reports for Porcupine Soup that the village of Catskill is facing a $20 million civil lawsuit because Jason Jones died in the police station there. While the New York State Attorney General declined to file charges after police officers fired a taser at Jones, who had just covered himself in hand sanitizer. Jones then caught on fire. The officers can be seen on a video recording running away from Jones rather than helping him. Jones died weeks after the October 2021 incident in a hospital burn unit. Officers said they were running to find a fire extinguisher. The three police officers involved, Mark Nassi, Daniel Goldpaw, and Nicholas Craig, were not charged. The civil case brought by Jones' family continues. Thomas Murphy, the attorney representing the village of Catskill in the lawsuit, issued subpoenas last month to both the attorney general and the state police for their case files, and a telephone status conference is set for November 7th before U.S. District Court Judge Andrew Baxter. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul signed a law on November 6th creating a statewide directory of licensed doulas enrolled in Medicaid, and that made doula services covered for New Yorkers enrolled in Medicaid starting January 1st. Hochul said, and I quote, "We're going to make doula care as accessible to as many New Yorkers as possible in communities where they're needed the most," end quote. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data showed that national infant mortality rose 3% last year, the biggest increase in 20 years. Doulas help mothers before, during, and after labor, providing emotional support and giving them an advocate with health professionals. The National Institute of Health says women who use a doula have a 39% decreased need for a C-section and reduced risk of premature deliveries and likelihood of postpartum depression. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. The final New York foliage report of the season has nearly all leaves at past peak colors this week. It says, and I quote, "Columbia County spotters in Hudson predict that foliage will be just past peak with 95% color change and average to bright shades of gold, orange, and yellow, plus hints of red. Dutchess County spotters from Beacon and Fishkill report peak and just past peak foliage with 70% change and bright green leaves mixed with yellow, orange, and red," end quote. Read more about this story at the New York Foliage Report. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.